We're going to kickstart this podcast talking about things we've seen being really big on Twitter this week. One that for me kept popping up was about Paul Pogba and saying he wants to, well, I don't know if it's him or his agent, saying he wants to be out of Manchester United. But we put a poll on Twitter. It finished about half an hour ago. We got about 45 responses from it. 91% of people saying to cash in on him and get rid, and only 9% saying they'd like to keep him. We're going to go through today how we feel on the situation, because I know Harry is quite a big fan of Pogba, and we're going to talk about possible replacements for him and things like that. So Harry, like I said, you're a bit of a fan of Pogba, aren't you? You don't mind him. So if I asked you the question and the poll, if you're a Man United fan, would you cash in on him or would you keep him at the club for another season?
I'd try to keep him, but if his players that want to leave, obviously, they'll just cause a bit of friction. Obviously, if they're wanting to move and they stay, then they just cause a bit of trouble around training, and on, they won't be getting picked for selection, or they won't be putting in 100% because they also know they don't want to be there. But I think he is Man U's best talented player. I think he's the one that's actually world class in their team, so it only make them worse unless they were to find a player that's of that quality. But you've got to fight against Barcelona, Real Madrid and Man City to get them players where they can all guarantee Champions League football, whereas Manchester United can't do that. So who are they going to attract that's of that same calibre as Pogba?
Yeah, well, I think I'm the other side of that poll, because I think any player that's a disruption to the team, especially how Pogba's been at the minute, especially with the friction at Man United, him not playing as they'd like to be playing, obviously a massive club, I think he kind of thinks he's bigger than the club. And I think his transfer fee showed that. The fact that they let him go when he was a youngster and brought him back might have even made him feel like, well, they got rid of me now, they brought him back for 80 million. It's a lot of money to go for. He's on big wages. If Pogba doesn't want to play for Man United don't play, which is a big factor. So I think if they replace him, they need to get adequate replacements for him. But personally, I think I'd get rid of him. I'd get a decent amount for him, I think. Cause I think people will still pay good money for him. I think, did they buy him for 80 million? Were it 80 million?
But 90 million.
90 million. Yeah. I don't think they'd make anything back on him. I don't think he'd go for as much as that now.
I just think the teams that he'd like to go to can't spend that money now, because Barcelona have just spent money on Frankie de Jong, Real Madrid have just bought Hazard and loads of other players, Juve have just gone to buy Maidalit, and they can't really spend that money. So if...
Would you not think maybe PSG might be a... Obviously, if they get rid of Neymar, they get a bit of money coming in.
They could definitely afford him. It's just like
it might be a bit happy really being back home.
Yeah, not really being in the running for him. But I agree with you. He thinks he's like, he probably the reason Man United have got a lot of dead wood at that club. So for him, he probably is like their best player in terms of the last 2-3 seasons. Whereas at Juve, you're playing around like experienced players, like you had obviously Chiellini, Bonucci, Barzagli, Pirlo.
Yeah, all just as
you
good.
Had players that had won World Cups and stuff playing around him, and he was younger at the time, so obviously he couldn't really show off to it like he's the best, because he weren't the best. Whereas at Manu, he is the best and he knows that, so he feels like he can get away with more stuff. So
you think he needs to be a team full of world beaters then?
Or just playing with players in the squad that can bring him down a peg or two, do you know what I mean? Because that's what he probably needs. I think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and this season especially, he's probably like mollycoddled him, and he's like, I think you need what Mourinho did and just give him a bit of tough love, do you know what I mean? And he didn't like that, so yeah. If he's not going to perform to what we know he can, then you would have to look at selling him and bringing in someone who's going to, but then who do you go for? Because like if any player can sign for Man U, they've probably got Barcelona, Real Madrid and Man City on table, who are miles ahead of Man U at the minute. Shouldn't be.
I mean, Man United are a massive.
No, but again, I think they just got stale, didn't they? Where every other club in England sort of moved forward. Maybe apart from Chelsea or Arsenal or whatever, but Liverpool and City are that far ahead. And it's not even like they've gone and spent on like big on one player, do you know what I mean? Like they've just bought players that are like 40, 50 million and built it like a young team that's going to probably be top of the Premier League for the next 5-10 years. Man U just had old players, like giving contracts like Smalling and Jones and Ashley Young and Mata, who have been there for absolutely ages and they've not been good for 2 or 3 years.
I think Pogba were the last ambitious signing they made.
Yeah, like, Di Maria was
ambitious.
Alright, but yeah, like Pogba's the one where you thought, yeah, this is a massive.
I mean, bringing in Wan-Bissaka and the lad from Swansea, I don't think they're ambitious signings.
I just think they're looking. They've gone the opposite hand now, signing youth, but I just think with Man U, they haven't got.
They should be attracting big players, in at the minute. It seems like a bit of a. It seems.
Just
a bit of a melting pot.
They're becoming a club where, like, if you were to look at their starting 11 on paper, they are where they are just for a reason, you know what I mean? Like, they make players really average. Like, Martial came in with this massive. He's going to be the next big thing, like Thierry Henry.
I think Martial can still be.
Yeah, I do, but I don't think at Man U. I think if he played at like a Liverpool or Man City, you'd get a lot more out of him. And then you had Di Maria, who they made look like just bang average.
Oh, yeah. Really.
They're just giving contracts to players that don't deserve it. They're not good enough for the team. And then you sign and you give contracts to players that aren't good enough for the team. They're six for a reason. Do you know what I mean?
So replacement wise. Who would you feel would be an adequate replacement for Pogba?
It's just who they can obviously get in. Like, for me, the closest player to like what Pogba does all round is like Modric.
I
don't think he's going to leave Real Madrid.
I don't know.
Unless
Real Madrid last season have been a bit infectious.
Unless Real Madrid obviously keep going with this youth development thing where they're bringing in like young players and then Modric gets pushed aside. But I think Modric is the closest player to Pogba in what they both offer.
Yeah.
But is it a lot of them players about? I don't think there is. You've got like.
Would you say with selling Pogba, you'd have to bring in maybe two? Well, we'll say Pogba's world class. Would you say you've got to bring in two good midfielders to maybe equivalent Pogba?
Well, yeah, I don't think world class guarantees you anything. Because like Man City signed Kevin De Bruyne weren't world class when they brought him in. Gundogan weren't world class when they brought him in. You know what I mean? They don't have world class players. Like, when they bring him in, they just make him into world class players.
Well, yeah.
Like, Fernandinho, when he came into Man City, he weren't world class. He was good, but he weren't world class. So they've not really signed. Man City are signing players that they know Pep Guardiola can make better. And he's done it to every single player.
Do you know what I'd say? Obviously, I know Leicester are close to it. Tielemans.
Yeah.
He'd been an adequate fit for Man United.
They were on about it, weren't they? They were on about signing, but I think they just fell through. Or
so we've heard them rumours as well that Matic might be, well, Inter Milan want to swap Matic for Nainggolan and cash, I think. I think Nainggolan's an exceptional midfielder.
Yeah, I think he's an all-round better midfielder.
Yeah.
And Matic is getting on in age. So
I don't think he offers the same as Pogba.
No.
I think he could be one of them good midfielders. You know what I mean? And obviously get another good midfielder with him. Could be that added effect.
I like James Maddison, to be fair, at Leicester. Like, I think he'd fit in well at Man U, because obviously like,
he's young as well. So.
Yeah, so he could be there for ages, for years. But then again, would he want to go to... Because they're not in the best of shape, and Leicester are looking like they're going to do something good soon. Do you know what I mean? We're bringing in Brendan Rodgers and...
Yeah.
Bringing in players like
Tielemans
and
Maddison, obviously,
yeah,
last season.
Keeping Maguire, that'll be massive.
Bringing Harvey Barnes back as well. They've got a lot of
so they're going. They're going places again. They're going to be up around the top six this season. So,
we'll have to see come start of season. Not long now, under 5 weeks, and we'll be there.